Israeli courts have dismissed an appeal by Palestinian residents to prevent an illegal Israeli settlement road being built directly through their town. Residents of Beit Safafa neighborhood in southeast Jerusalem al-Quds have fought the court case since 2010. The Begin Highway leads from the illegal Gush Etzion settlement in the West Bank to the center of Jerusalem al-Quds. This is the second court case in recent months, as the Israelis initially rejected the case in the Jerusalem District Court in November 2013.
This will surely divide the people and the town and will affect the economical situation of the residents. Dividing this town is a strategic move by the Israelis to eventually expand the settlement road and cleanse the residents from inside.
Despite the court cases, the Jerusalem Planning Committee started work on the road 6 months ago and has almost finished the project.
I think the division of Beit Safafa village is absolutely against the international law. That they have many materials which is very clear, say that this kind of uprooting people to be in a part of them will be in the West Bank and the other part will be a part of the Israeli state in their consideration. It is a war crime.
Residents state that the highway, which has six lanes at some points, is located too close to homes for this type of high-speed intercity road. Two houses are located 3 meters away from the planned road, and more than 25 homes are less than 20 meters away. This road will further force residents to drive on dangerous dirt roads to reach the other side of the neighborhood, as the road is a Jewish-only highway. Following the court case pledging in favour of the settlement roads, human rights groups have slammed the move, claiming the Israeli courts have both defied international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention by allowing an illegal settlement road to divide the village. Nell Benn for Press TV, Occupy Jerusalem, Al-Quds.